Good. Okay. Got it. I got it going anyway. So how are you, Joan?
I'm okay.
Good, good. Glad to hear that.
I'm here,
How is
which is an
that?
improvement.
It is an improvement over last time. I appreciate that. How was your weekend, the long weekend?
Well, it wasn't a long weekend in Canada.
Oh, that's
But
right.
my daughter works for an American company, so I got to hang out with her on Monday.
Oh,
Even
cool.
though she's in Canada, she works for Staples for the American call center.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Staples, the office
Office
plant.
Depot, I think, is what it's called in the States.
Oh, okay. Office Depot, okay.
Yeah, we call it Staples here.
They call it Staples? Well, we have both here.
Oh, well, then it's Staples. I don't
Okay.
know. I've never seen Staples in Alabama. There's Office Depot and Office something else.
There's office, yeah, Office Depot and Office. Oh, I can't remember what the other one is. And then there is Staples, and we have Staples in California, so
Yeah. Well,
we have
maybe
them
there
both.
is one in Alabama. I lived in Alabama for 3 years. That was an experience.
I bet. I bet, especially
We talk
from
about a
Canada.
culture shock. It's like I went to another country. Well, I mean, I did go to a country, but it was like going to another country.
Right. Yeah, well, I've heard that about Alabama.
Yeah, it was not a good experience.
Let me double check and see if anybody else came on the line here. Richard, Mary, and Linda. Anybody here? Any of you here?
So that's my whole old group.
Yeah, you're
The
all
whole
together.
old group, the whole group is starting again? Boy, there was one of them I thought was doing quite well.
Well, the thing was is that we had some challenges with the coach.
Yeah, his family wasn't well, I know.
Yeah, he had some other things going on, and so he's gone, and just after assessing with each of you guys as far as where we were and what some of the challenges that we were facing, I just decided to go ahead and start you all over again.
Okay.
So, but then that was last week when we had all this enthusiasm. Today is Tuesday, and most people look at this as Monday, so we changed the time on this, plus we had a holiday in front of it, so sometimes that goes to create a challenge. So we'll see if anybody else shows up. Still looking for Richard, Mary, and Linda.
I know Richard sometimes ends up being late, and I remember that from the last time.
Okay.
I think he's doing quite well, I think.
I don't know because I just got him started. You know what I can do is I can give you have you write down a couple of the action plans that I gave last week or 2 weeks ago for you because I asked you guys to pick up five books.
Don't you know RDR?
Do what?
No, do you not know that acronym, RDR? Realtors
RDR.
don't read.
Oh, realtors don't read. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that one. Tough.
Actually, I am a reader, but not self-help books typically I pick up very and read slowly.
Yeah.
So, what are
Well,
the five books?
first one, Instant Millionaire by Mark Fisher.
For sure. Okay.
Second one, How to Think Like a Millionaire by Mark Fisher and Mark Allen.
ALLEN.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third one, Focal Point. Focal Point by Brian Tracy.
I have some audio tapes with him.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
The Success, okay. The Success Principles by The Success Principle by Jack Canfield. Sorry, I had a brain lock there.
Okay. I just ordered a bunch of self-help books, and not one of them is on this list.
Of course not. Of course not. 7 Strategies for Wealth and Happiness by Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N.
For Wealth and Happiness?
Yeah, small book. If you would order those and start reading them in the order that I gave them to you in.
Okay, just a second. It was Jim Rohn?
Yeah, R-O-H-N.
Okay. Okay, so you want me to read them in order, so I'll just have to put the ones I got on the back burner. I was just going into my office while we have a moment here. To
okay.
See what it was I did grab, what I did buy, and you would think I would put them somewhere where I'd be able to quickly find them, but apparently not.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Anybody else come on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. This is Rich.
Richard, all right.
Hey, all
good.
Right.
No Linda yet? Okay. And no Mary.
Yeah, I guess the book I got was Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's Think and Grow Rich, The Magic Ladder to Success, and The Master Key to Riches.
Right. That's a great book. It's a great book, by the way.
Yeah,
again,
well, it's got his 3 books in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For revised
yeah.
and update it and all that good stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, that'll be good too.
Yeah,
but
good
if you
big
would,
thick
just,
book.
Huh?
It's big and thick.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
If
you've got all
it.
3 books in it.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I've got Richard and I've got Joan on the phone. I'm kind of still waiting for Linda, but and I'm not sure where Mary is, but. I think I'm going to go ahead and jump in. Richard?
Yes.
I didn't get anything from you this week, did I?
Thursday, I faxed over the weekly report. You said you wanted it by Thursday, preceding
yeah.
our call.
Okay, so you did send that, okay.
Yes.
Did you send anything else?
No, that's... I think that's all I sent, Don.
Okay. All right. Let me. Did you get the books ordered?
Yes, I did. I already had the first one, The Instant Millionaire by Mark Fisher. I already read it. It's a really quick read. I read it in 2
yeah.
nights.
Yeah.
It's a great book to expand your mind and prepare us, you know, for what's to come.
Right.
I looked in my library. There must be. I have quite a number of books that have the word millionaire in them. It's a popular term these days, I guess, in books. But I did have that one, so I read it, and I got the other ones ordered from Amazon.
Okay, good, good, good. And Joan, I would just encourage you those first 2 books, Instant Millionaire and How to Think Like a Millionaire, really tie together very well. They're good books. Instant Millionaire will be a little more fun than How to Think Like a Millionaire. I've read Instant Millionaire probably 10, 12 times, and I don't consider myself low. I always get something new out of it when I read it. So pardon me?
That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
CloseDoorBook.com sells a lot of these books for like $5 and $6.
Are they used books or so?
Nope. I always go to them first, closeoutbooks.com. I always go to them first and see if they have the title. They've been very
close
good.
Out.
Close out. closeout books.com.
Oh,
and,
check them out.
Yeah, check them out, Rich, because they're very good about shipping in a timely manner. I've had no problems with them at all, and their books are like dirt cheap. It's hard to buy a book over $12 from them.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, I think the three book thing that I was just telling Dawn about it. Who did I say it was by?
Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, Napoleon Hill. I paid $12 for that, and it's three books in one.
That's amazing. Wow. Because when I ordered his books, I have Think and Grow Rich, and then he has an abridged version of that. I forgot what the title is, but I ordered those years ago, and I know I paid more than that.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you paid more than that for a paperback copy of Think and Grow Rich.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah, so I checked them out. They don't have all the titles, but they have quite a few.
Okay.
Well, I wrote
it down. Good. Thank you. Thank you. I did too. Okay, one last call. Mary, Linda. Okay. Here's the thing, guys. When it comes to these holidays, and part of it, I had to switch you guys to a little earlier than normal, didn't I?
Yes,
hour. Yeah, I got to catch a plane, so I apologize for that. Try not to do that very often because this is kind of what happens. And then for those of us who live in the United States, Memorial Day being a Monday and a holiday. Throws a kink in things, and so it's just amazing. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now, and it's just amazing. You know, I can be completely booked the day after a holiday, and I might have 70% of them show up. That would be a great day.
Wow.
I might have 50%. That wouldn't be such a great day, and it just goes to show you how much we live by habit. You know what I mean? In other words, I don't know, maybe you're like this. I'm like this too, and that is, today does not feel like Tuesday. You know, it definitely feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday, and so I'm going to kind of be off all week a little bit. I run by a schedule, so I pretty much know what day it is all the time. I mean, and obviously you two do too because you're here. Anyway.
Well, I'd like to say that, but that is one of the things that I am terrible at, a habit in my life. I have nothing consistent.
Okay,
so
this is going to be pretty consistent. I do travel back and forth to Oregon quite a bit. I live in Southern California, San Diego area, and so just as much as possible, I try not to interrupt the schedule, and try not to, I try to be as consistent as possible. So I apologize in advance for those times that I'm not.
Yes, I've heard consistency is a good thing.
Problem with me.
Okay, great. One last call for Mary and Linda. Okay.
I'm here. Mary's here.
Mary's here.
Yeah, I am awesome. Here. I have my phone on mute, though, because my two-year-old is home sick today. So it's fun.
Okay. Mary, were you here last time?
I wasn't, but I got the link. I had a listening appointment. So
okay.
I wasn't, but I got the link, and I listened to it, and that's how I knew.
Okay. All right, cool.
But I did listen to it, so I was somewhat here.
And I had the wrong link. Yeah, I had the wrong link, so I'll...
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this. You all did the questionnaire before, and so I know you're somewhat familiar, and having been through this, having been through it a little bit, I'm not really sure how much is going to be duplication, but it's still good information. Creating success, You know, for the last 20 years, actually the last 30 years, I've studied successful people, and that's part of why I am doing what I'm doing. You know, I study how they think and they react and what they do in many different situations. And after years of study, thought, observation, and analysis, there are four core areas that the champion performers monitor and improve. And we call these the four probabilities of success. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate salesperson, a doctor, dentist, accountant, ditch digger, it doesn't really make any difference. You'll increase your income when you work to improve these four areas. Okay, any one of these four areas will dramatically influence the probability of your success. But obviously, we would want to know what those four are. And so, you went through and you took these assessments in each one of these categories. Four areas are knowledge, skill, attitude, and activities. When you work to improve or increase any of these, you increase the odds of becoming more successful and wealthy in this business. You become more successful in improving relationships and improving your health. Everything in life is governed by these four. Okay? So skill, attitude, activities, and knowledge. Knowledge, skill, attitude, and activities. And then when you look at these four, I'm going to ask the three of you, unless Linda's on here, that would make four. How many of you think, and you should know the answer to this, but we'll see. Pardon me? Hello? Was that a question?
I don't know what that was.
Because everything in life is governed by priorities, one of these four is always more important than the other three. And there's an order of importance in which to attack and improve these four probabilities of success. And before we go on, I'm just going to ask you to rate these four: knowledge, skill, attitude, and activities. Which one's number one? Which one you think is number two? Which one you think is number three? And which one you think is number four?
Out loud?
I'm going to ask you to you write it down, and then I'll just come through and just ask each one of you. So, Richard, when you're done, tell me what you got.
I'd say attitude, knowledge, skill, and activities.
Okay, so your activity, attitude. Okay. And Bill.
Kind of on the fence with that a little bit, but I know activities is very important, but.
Okay. Joan. Joan?
I was talking, but I have a mute button. I have two dogs here, so I tend to, just in case they interrupt. Okay, attitude, activities, knowledge, and skill.
Okay.
Okay.
And Mary.
Could I just say something really quick?
Not if you're going to change your mind.
No, I'm not. And I'm not going to screw up your procedure either. It's almost, I'm looking at this and I'm almost thinking, gee, you know, some people, if they have the attitude of ready, aim, fire, they would have them in a certain order, but other people are like ready, fire, aim, and they'd have them in a different order. That's my quick observation.
Okay. All right. I'll come back to that. And Mary. Mary, I can't hear you. So if you're on mute, yes.
I'm so sorry. I was talking and the mute button was on. I would say my first reaction is to say that attitude comes first, but action I know comes first. So because I've listened to the CDs and I was on the first call, and then attitude. And I actually would say skill and then knowledge. But I know that
okay.
they all, I think they're so close. But I
okay.
just think they're really, really close. I think they're all number one. Can I say that?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can say it, but yeah, no, you can't say it. Forget it. You can't
okay.
say it.
Okay. okay. Well, then I'll say, in my mind, it would be attitude, activities,
okay.
knowledge, and skill.
Okay. Okay. And because you have heard this, Mary, you know that where we're coming from is that activities are going to be number one. And the reason why activities are number one, I'm not so sure I could say that to a group, to a group of individuals who, with varying interests or varying degrees of success or wanting of success, because here's what I've summarized over the course of my career in both coaching and in selling real estate, and that is there's a group of individuals who really want to do better, you know, and typically when they're in coaching of any kind, when they're working to get, you know, they're working at trying to become better, this group of individuals have a pretty good attitude. In other words, they recognize that, you know, they can get a lot more done with a good attitude than they can with a crummy attitude. Would you all agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. But here's why I say activity, here's why we say activity is number one, is because oftentimes, even though our attitudes are pretty good in this business, matter of fact, if you were having a fight with your spouse or your significant other and, you know, it had been a very, very bad morning and you were irritated, pissed off, whatever you want to call it, and you get to the office and you sit down and you're still fuming, you know, you got cut off in traffic on the way on top of everything, you spilled coffee, you sit down and, you know, you think, oh, what a crappy day. I can't believe it. And somebody walks through the door and says, Joan, I'd like you to list my home. I would say that the chances of any of you being asked that question, even after that kind of a situation, would probably not launch into, you know what, I really don't have time to, I don't have time to list your home. Let me tell you about my morning. Anybody here think they'd break into that story?
No.
Okay. The reality is that you would shift gears instantly. You would move from that crummy state to a state that said, oh, absolutely. You know, pull up a chair. Let's sit down. Let's talk. You know, and you would go right into it. And everything that you had been through would be almost non-existent, at least for a short period of time, while you conducted that interview or while you set that appointment. Anybody disagree with that?
No.
Okay. Because that's true, it says, I have the potential. I can change my state at any given point. So sometimes I just wallow in my state. Sound familiar? I get stuck there. You know, I don't feel like doing what I'm supposed to do, so in essence, I don't do it. That really is a very good application from my perspective for prospecting. You know, prospecting is not something that you grew up wanting to be a great prospector. You know, when you were 3 and 7 and 10, you know, you wanted to be a great prospector. You wanted to be able to call people and solicit them and sell them stuff. You never hear that. You know, you never hear that. You know, you hear, you know, little kids, guys want to be firemen or or policemen or something like that. And, you know, a lot of times women want to be nurses or, you know, young girls anyway. And I'm sure it's all different today. The bottom line is you never hear anybody say, man, I can hardly wait to get into sales, you know. And so we find ourselves in sales, and we find ourselves working on our prospecting, and we know we have to prospect. We've been around long enough to realize, look, if I'm going to be successful in this business, I got to prospect. I got to learn how to prospect. I got to learn how to do this and track it on a day-by-day basis. And what the reason why activities play such a big part is because if attitude's number one, then at any given point, am I going to actually pick up the phone and be consistent at making my calls? Based on my attitude, if my attitude is number one, if I'm in a crummy mood, I'm not going to go looking for new business. I remember my scenario before that had somebody walking in asking for me. And at that point, I could change my state because I was forced to change my state. I could see that the outcome would be dramatic if I didn't change my state. And it would be very positive if I did, even if it was just for a short period of time. Are you guys following where I'm going?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we know we're capable of changing our state, but however, when it comes to doing things that we don't really like to do, are we willing to change our attitude? And the bottom line is, answer, in many cases, if activity is not number one, we won't. You know, and that's, henceforth, we come up with the cyclical way we get paid in this business. You know, we sit down, we make prospecting calls, but if we do it because attitude's first, then maybe we only make calls twice a week, or once a week, or once every 2 weeks when we really feel like it. Whereas activities, if I'm do the activities and I know, hey, look, this is an act that has to take place. It has to take place daily, and it's for 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. You guys decide what that is for you. I'm going to make 5 contacts a day. I'm going to do this consistently. I know that 5 contacts a day equals 1,300 plus contacts over a 50-week year. You know, so that's what I know it equals to if I was to do that, if I was to be consistent. Those activities, now I look at activity and I go, okay, well, man, if I'm going to be consistent at the activities that I need to track the activities, because again, would you all say that you're really, really, really honest with yourselves?
Try? Well, yes, there's that word. No, I think I'm honest with myself, yeah.
Okay.
I am, too.
You are, too?
I think I am, too, but I will say this. I think that I try and contact 50 people a week. I don't make it per day. I do a week because sometimes my kid's schedule gets, you know, weird. But the reality of it is I think sometimes when I'm talking to people, I'm doing a lot of networking, and it's not as efficient as if I was sitting down and I did get the Tough Market Domination System and I'm listening to it and I'm really confused on how to implement things. But my whole point is I think I could be more efficient on making those calls. I'm not afraid to do it. I just don't know really what
okay.
to do.
Okay, well, if you're doing 50 a week, I think that's great. I think part of what we're going to get into today is we're just going to get you started, even though you probably have already done this before, is tracking your day by the half hour. When I asked you if you thought you were honest with yourselves, the reality is, you know, again, and please don't take offense to this, because I think given an opportunity not to track, I'm going to be much more equitable with myself than I would be if I actually saw the numbers in front of me. In other words, I'm going to be, things are going to come down in my favor. And it's not because I'm dishonest or, you know, I want to lie to myself. It's just that we focus on, most of us are optimistic enough that we focus on what we've done lately. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I hear this all the time. Well, you know, I didn't track, but, you know, I made a lot of calls last week. Okay. How many calls did you make? Well, I know a lot. Okay. Which day? Well, I don't remember. Was last week sometime? Okay. You know, so how would I equate that at the end of a year? You know, how does that tie in with how do I come up with a number? How do I gauge my success or my failure in this arena? You know, was it Mary that said that she made 50? Mary?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's
okay.
Me. Yes,
okay,
I try and get 50 contacts.
Okay, so if you do 50 contacts, you know, that's over 2,500 contacts in a 50-week year. I mean, that's very substantial. So you can also see that, you know, if I was even off by half, you know, if I only got 25, now I'm back down to 1,250. You can see the difference. You know, so that's why this tracking thing is very, very critical. Having a time, a specific time, a specific place where I sit down and actually make the calls, make the contacts, whether I'm calling my past clients, my sphere of influence, whether I'm calling for sale by owners or expires, whether I'm dialing around just listed or just sold properties, whether I'm, you know, calling a geographic form, you know, I'm going to be consistent. My goal is to make 5 contacts a day or 10 contacts a day. 10 contacts a day is pretty aggressive, to be honest with you. It might take you a couple hours. Contact, meaning a live individual over 21 capable of answering yes and no questions. In other words, it's not an answering machine. It's not leaving a voicemail. It's that's a contact, okay? So, again, if I sit down and I do this, and I do the disciplines, the daily disciplines of this business, which are prospecting, lead follow-up, showing qualified buyers homes, listing, qualified listing appointments, writing and negotiating offers. Those are the top 5 or the power 5, however you want to call those. When you do what you're supposed to do, what happens to your attitude?
It improves.
Anybody disagree with that?
Nope.
You have a feeling or a sense of accomplishment. Okay. Now remember, one of the things I want you to be very clear on, and I'll come back to this a number of times throughout the course of the year, and that is that you do not get attached to the outcome. What does that mean?
Don't get emotionally involved in... Some won't, some will, so what?
Yeah. Some will, some won't, so what? Who's next? Okay. In other words, right, don't get emotionally attached to the outcome. In other words, if I say to you, you've never prospected before, I say make 5 contacts a day for the next 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, you come back to me and you say, you know what, that didn't work. Who was right, me or them? Does it work? Okay, it's I didn't mean to make it sound like it's me or them, but the reality is that they were attached to the outcome in advance. And if you're attached to the outcome in advance, it's going to be the quickest way out of prospecting, because this is something that you're going to do day in, day out, you know, 5 days a week, 50 weeks out of the year. And this is going to be a habit that you develop. This is going to be something that you're going to focus on every day, but not for 8 hours, not for 8 hours a day. You're going to focus on it for an hour a day, hour and a half a day. You know, that's all it is. You know, when I look at prospecting, oftentimes I look at it. This analogy is probably a little old, but you know, when I was a kid, my dad painted our house. It seemed like he painted it every year, but I know he didn't. And it was cool to paint the house. But there was all this prep work back then. You had to sand the house. You had to scrape the chipped areas on the house where it chipped away. You know, you had to tape the windows. You had to do all this prep work. And you didn't get to see the difference that a fresh coat of paint did to the house until after you had done until you'd made a mess. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So here this is, you know, I'm prospecting every day. I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm tracking what I'm doing every day. I'm converting it to weekly. I'm converting it to monthly. And then as time passes, what's going to happen is in my effort of prospecting, in my effort of being consistent, my skill through repetition is the mother of skill. Anything that I can do over and over and over again, I can get better at. Knowledge, the more I'm involved in this business, the more experience I have in this business, the greater my knowledge base becomes. Anybody disagree with that?
Not at all.
No, that would be true.
Okay, so activity is one thing that is going to, it's why I believe activity is number one, and that is, look, if I'll do the activities, my attitude will be in line. I'm not going to walk away at the end of the day saying, oh, man, you know, I just wasted another day. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. I'm not tied to the results. And what I will see, if I'll track it, is that every sale, every listing, every pending is attached to the efforts and energy that I put out there in regards to my prospecting. So when it's all said and done, at the end of a year, you know, if I've tracked what I've done, I can say, okay, look, you know, I made 5 contacts a day. It was over 1,300 new contacts over the course of this year. Created how many leads, created how many appointments, created how many listings, created how many sales, and I recognize that all of this ties in directly with my prospecting. So now I'm working my business on purpose. You can work this business without being on purpose, and your income will go up or down depending on what's going on in the market, depending on how many people you know, like how many people know you, like and trust you. You know, there are lots of things that will impact your business. And to be honest with you, when I first started selling real estate, that's all I had. You know, I didn't know. You know, I didn't have anybody training me, teaching me what I was supposed to do to make to turn this around. And so I was, you know, I just kind of relied on whatever was going on, tried to create as much activity as I could. Didn't do a lot of prospecting in the very beginning, but you know, finally realized, hey, look, this has a key. This is a key component to why I'm going to be successful, how much business I'm going to do, how much money I'm going to make, how much time I'm going to have to invest in this business. And it all starts with that simple activity of prospecting. Okay? One of the things I'm going to ask you to do in the next 2 weeks is, if you flip the pages here a little bit, there you'll see a you'll come to a form, the tracking your day by the half hour.
Yep. Next page.
Okay. How many of you have done this before?
I have not.
I have attempted at it.
I have.
My attempts are about as sporadic as my prospecting.
Okay. Mary, what did you say?
I said I have.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Would you say that the value in tracking this was, did you see the value in tracking? Mary.
I am so sorry. I keep bumping that. I would say that it was valuable because I noticed that I tend to go to the email a lot. If I hear it go beenink,
beenink, right.
I'll go and check the email. And there were definitely some things, time wasters that I could get rid of. I think it's very important to know what you're doing, but it's easy every day to...
Yeah, and I'll use this statement a number of times. Awareness is one of the keys to change. In other words, you can look at yourself and you can say, I'm not really doing very good here, but I acknowledge that I'm not doing great, but I don't really know where to pay attention. I don't know what specifically I need to focus on. So whether it's you're working on your weight and you want to count calories, or you're tracking everything that you eat, you'll become aware of why you are where you are and what it's going to take for you to change that. If you're struggling financially, coming up with a budget, and again, it's a tough thing to do, come up with a budget within the real estate arena, but it's an important thing to do. Coming up with a budget, but the best way to get onto a budget is to track what you spend every dollar every day. The same thing here is we're going to track what you're doing by the half hour, and you see the three columns over the right, DIPA, IIPA, and PSA. And DIPA stands for Direct Income Producing Activities. In case you didn't know that, Direct Income Producing Activities are the Power Five that we talked about. Prospecting. If you're doing prospecting, you're doing DIPA. So you'd be right in prospecting in the middle when you're doing it, and you would circle DIPA. If you're doing lead follow-up, that's DIPA. If you're doing, if you're going on a qualified listing appointment, that's DIPA. If you're showing property to a pre-approved qualified buyer, that's DIPA. And if you're writing negotiating offers, then that's going to be DIPA also. Okay. IIPA is Indirect Income Producing Activities. And basically what I classify as Indirect Income Producing Activities, anything that makes me a better me, anything that makes me better at who I am. And that goes for, if I'm working out, I'm making myself better, I've got, developing consistency, I'm developing, the ability to last longer. What's the word I'm looking for?
Stamina.
Thank you. It builds stamina. It gives me the ability to, do more for longer. Anyway, so anything, the reading that I've asked you to, the books that I've asked you to read would be IIPA. You see on the right-hand side of the daily activity record and evaluation form, there are, reading, prayer, if you do those kinds of things. So, those are making you a better you from my perspective. In a coaching session or you're working on your business, working on your business is different than working in your business. Working on your business is what you're doing right now, trying to create, an on-purpose, activities to do better at prospecting right now. So working on our business. Those would be IIPA. And then PSA is production supporting activities. And I would say that's everything from, anything administratively, from anything from inputting listings to checking emails, to inputting any paperwork. Matter of fact, when I look at PSA, I look at you know, if I had the finances right now, it would be anything that I would pass to my assistant to do that I'm doing currently. Does that help?
Where would you put something like constructing a website?
Constructing a website would probably be, again, I'm going to put it under PSA because really some of it would go under IIPA. You know, if I was tweaking my website, that'd be one thing. If I'm spending an hour here, an hour there tweaking my website, that's one thing. But again, so many of us get stuck on website. We get stuck doing that. You know, we're gonna create a website when we really don't have the skill. We're gonna learn how to do it. We're gonna walk through it. In a lot of cases, I'm gonna put it under the fourth category that's not listed there, and it's called WOT. Please don't take offense. WOT stands for waste of time. Oftentimes we get distracted by the internet. We get distracted by our websites, you know. And at some particular point, you have to recognize, okay, look, what specifically am I looking to accomplish here? Am I trying to create a website because I believe everybody has to have a website? You know, is this the basics, or am I trying to become the next Bill Gates in my efforts on the computer? What am I doing? You know, in other words, if I had the money, would I hire this done? And if that's the case, then I could put it into PSA. Again, distractions. There are a number of distractions in business. When we get into time blocking, that's where we're going. That's why I'm going to ask you to track track your day by the half hour for the next 2 weeks, and send them to me daily. Because what you're looking for is, you know, what can I make better? Okay, it isn't a question of what Don thinks is right or doesn't think is right. It's how do I get the most out of my 8-hour day? You see, we all have the same 24-hour clock, you know, and yet there are guys or gals that work 100 hours a week to make $30,000 a year, and there are guys that work 30 hours a week to make $500,000 a year. What's the difference? They don't have any more time one doesn't have any more time than the other. But it's how they spend that time. Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you just quickly recap the DIPA, IIAPA? Just run through them. DIPA, it's prospecting.
Direct.
Yeah, I know what it stands for, but it's prospecting appointments for listing and buyers. And
prospecting, lead follow-up. Lead follow-up. Qualified listing appointments, qualified showing appointments, and writing and negotiating offers.
Okay.
IIPA is anything that makes you a better you. So
coaching and reading the work-related books. And
right.
Would you put exercise in there?
Yep. Put exercise, working out, quiet time,
golfing.
You know, I probably wouldn't put golfing in there, but again,
we need to put it somewhere.
Yeah, it can be therapeutic in nature for some of you, and for others, it requires therapy after the fact. So it just depends on how good of a golfer you are. Yeah, that was
okay.
A joke.
Yes, I got the.
Again, when we move into the actual time blocking, one of the things that we're looking for is, you know, is balance in our life. And so I'm not saying In other words, you know, taking care of your kids. And Mary, you said you had two little kids at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Taking care of them doesn't fit on your chart, right? It's not a waste of time. It's not a direct income producing activity. It probably is an indirect income producing. No, it's not. It's not. But it's really none of those. Okay. But it is something that you want to put down. You know, I mean, if you're getting your kids down for a nap, you know, gives you some freedom. You know, but it may take you an hour to get them down.
Yeah. We will call those life. We'll just call those life things.
Life things. Yeah.
Life things.
Yeah, because when we get into time block, we're looking for balance. And you know, again, family time is not a waste of time, but it's not a direct income-producing activity either. So it really isn't something that we're tracking during our work day. And that's really what we're trying to do. Now, because Mary has two little children, then, you know, she's going to have to make those adjustments in there because that's the way her life is. You know, that's what she has to work with. So you see, okay, that's why you said, hey, I do 50 contacts a week. But I don't necessarily time block at all, and time blocking is going to be it's going to be tougher for Mary unless she has some help throughout the day or some point where she can actually call her own time to work in real estate. So it's a fine balancing act, but time blocking is about balance. You know, it's about making sure Joan gets her golf time in. It's about making sure Richard has a day off. You know, it's about making sure that Mary has family time. You know, all those things are important. But what happens is that in this business, one of the things that you recognize is very easy to get busy in this business and get distracted. Men are a little more challenged by this because so much of their identity is wrapped up in what they do for a living. Again, I'm not trying to be sexist here, just kind of the way men are. They get wrapped up, and you'll see. Matter of fact, when I was selling real estate, I was one of those guys who had all my phone numbers. Man, you know, and this was back before we had all the technology that we have today. You know, I had a car phone, cell phone, pager, you know, home phone, business office phone. I was basically a 24/7 kind of guy. That's how I looked at myself. And I did get busy, and pretty soon, you know, I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I was doing okay financially, but one of the things that I recognized, I wish I would have recognized it a little bit earlier. I'm grateful that I did recognize it, and that is that, you know, I was climbing the ladder of success in this business and realized it was leaning against the wrong wall. In other words, I thought I was doing all this for my family, but I was really doing it for my ego. And pretty soon, you know, and in this business, there's a lot of attaboys or attagirls that come your way if you're doing well in the business. And so pretty soon, my family was suffering, okay? And so that's when I really realized I had to do something different because the very thing I thought I was working for, I was about to lose. And that's where this balancing really, really, you know, it's not something that we'll have a single discussion. You'll understand it, and we'll move on from there. It is an ongoing process that takes place. You find yourself doing pretty good in balance, and then pretty soon you're off balance again. You know, it's kind of like being on a teeter totter. You know, you don't just sit there balanced for very long. You're either moving up or you're moving down. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay, so that's why I want you to track this for the next 2 weeks. Just be as consistent as you can. Don't try to, you know, as much as you can, try to say, okay, this is where I'm starting. This is my work day. you know, if you get into the office at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're there till 5 o'clock, then and that's your real estate day, then track those hours. What did you do? And be honest with yourself, because again, it's not about what I think, it's about what you think, what you learn about yourself in this process. And you know, if you if you're working a couple hours at home at night, track those couple of hours. You know, what did I, you know, because you may find that there's especially somebody with little children, you may find that there are some very good times to work and some very not so good times to work. I guess that would make sense. Okay. Then also on the listing, pending, and closed sheets are right behind that. And I did get Linda's, but I didn't get anybody else's. And
mine, because there's nothing on mine.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I could resend you a blank piece of paper, but that wouldn't be productive.
Well, it would. It would hurt you.
And
go ahead.
Well, this is Mary. I sent you all of my listing pending and closed, and I sent you all of my activity tracks, my weekly trackings for 2 weeks. I sent them last Thursday.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My apologies. I pulled up everything that I had. I'll double check that and see what happened.
Okay. I just sent
great.
It. I didn't send a cover page, but I did send it to that
541.
Okay. 3838832. Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. My apologies. I'll double check that. I do want the listing pendings and closed every time. I know it's painful to send a blank sheet of paper. The blank sheet of paper is going to have your name and my name on it, and it's going to say Pack 2, new Pack 2, Group 15, or something like that. And if it doesn't have anything on there, you know, it gives me the additional insight. Hey, okay, look, I need to be encouraging, need to be pushing, need to be probing a little bit more. The more I know about what's going on with you and your business, the easier it is for me to assess and make some adjustments in our coaching. So as painful as it is to send it to me, please don't assume that I know where you're at because you didn't send it. Send it anyway, even if it's blank. Make sense?
Okay, well, I'm hoping that next week when I send it to you, it will not be blank.
Okay, well, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, I have a
okay.
couple of things coming up. So.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Linda never showed up, did she? I assume she didn't. I didn't hear her voice. Anyway, I'd like you to do the listing pendings and close and keep those updated on a weekly basis. If you can, send it to me. Just like what you did before. I apologize, Mary, for not having those because I'm not sure what happened. But I'll check with Tammy and find out.
Go on.
I'm sure we. Yeah.
Do you want us to send you a fresh sheet each time, or do you want us to add to
no.
the sheet as we go?
Add to it.
Add to
add
it.
To
so
it
if
as
I send
you go.
Something this, if I send you something at the end of this week, then the next week I just add to it and send it to you again, so you have a track of it, and you can see
right.
business
right.
listings on hand would go to closed transactions, or sorry,
right.
would go to pending, and then would go to close, and you could track it that way.
Right.
I see.
Yeah, okay. it's just ongoing list.
Okay.
Okay.
And when we have to fill out the second page, heaven forbid, listings on hand.
Yeah.
Well, you want the two pages?
Yeah, unless there's yeah.
Well, I suppose
the
listings on hand they would get crossed off as they became closed, would they not?
Right. Right. Just draw a single line through them.
Okay.
As they sell or withdrawn or expire, I'll kind of go through the rules when I've got. I'll take a look because Linda, I did have Linda's and I had a couple of things I wanted to suggest to her. I'll look at Mary's before next time too, and well, I'll look at all of yours and then maybe give you some additional ideas on what we need to do on those. But if you just give me the basics, that'll help me get started. Okay?
Okay.
Any quick questions?
You want me to resend you my stuff? That's Mary.
I hate to say yes, but I had her talk.
Or email me if you can't find them. Just have her email me and I'll resend them. I have them all.
Let me do that. Let me just double check with Tammy and then I'll have her send you guys an email. Or have her send you an email, Mary, if we need to resend. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And it is recorded, but I would prefer that you were here because I do like the interaction. I do appreciate the interaction. So feel free to use it, review it, and I will look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
And that would be the 10th of June?
We're going to resume the original schedule.
Yeah, hang on a second.
I guess we'll get sent that.
No, don't guess that. Just a second. Let me just check. Pending. June 10th.
At 10:30?
10:30 Pacific time.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's 2:30 my time, yeah.
No, are you Eastern? No, are you Atlantic?
Atlantic, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, have a great week, guys. Appreciate your attention.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.